This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it in Bonjour. France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello, everybody.
What is going on?
Happy Wednesday, bitches.
We're back in the studio.
We're back and we're better than ever.
We've got the headphones on.
We've actually got some fellow men in the podcast studio today.
There is, and we're like, wow, there's other people around. It's different. It's new. It's exciting. We've never seen other people.
And we're
like,
we're kind of watching them. We're wondering what they're talking about.
Well, I know they're definitely probably.
Are they talking about sports?
Right, Sophia's hunch is sports.
They look like sportsmen to me.
I think they're talking about something a bit more boring.
A bit more financial.
I think it's like financial. I think, honest to God, I bet you it's something really dull. But we're just like...
I'd like to tune in.
Me too. I wonder
what they think we're talking about.
I don't think they've seen us, if I'm honest.
Damn.
Blonde and a brunette, probably just chatting. They probably think we are talking about boys, which we are.
Right.
Typical.
Gotta be that predictable.
No, I mean, we could be talking about all sorts. There's podcasts about everything.
We could talk about finance, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Property development.
Stock,
entrepreneurship. You know, the stock stuff, yeah.
Yes, the stock market.
Imagine the stock market.
Look, honestly, they could literally have a stock market fucking podcast.
Mm.
What do men... Like, there's three of them.
What do men even talk about?
But like, what... They talk about...
Like, what do a group of guys talk about? Like, guys... They, like, do you know
on
what...
On the reg.
Like, did boys have sleepovers and stuff? Like,
yeah, boys had sleepovers. Absolutely.
Did they, though?
100% boys had sleepovers.
Because I don't recall anyone hearing
but
about
they
a boy.
Don't call it a sleepover. They're just kind of like, oh, I'm crashing at Dylan's tonight.
Crashing at Dylan's.
Like, that's what they're saying. They're not saying, should we have a sleepover tonight, boys?
Right.
It's kind of like, oh, I'm just going to, you
Stay
know...
the night.
I'm gonna stay over at Alex's tonight.
I'm gonna sleep at Liam's tonight.
I'll stay in his spare bed, but it's just, you know,
I'll sleep on the floor.
We'll have a late night and it makes more sense if I just stay the night.
Right.
They're not
calling it a sleepover.
But we're going, girls get a sleepover?
Mm.
Like, it's different, isn't it?
I'd love to just be a fly on the wall with, like, you know, it's like a group of six guys. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and just hear that conversation.
The thing is, like, look, if they're good friends, like, they are going to talk about serious stuff like we do.
Yeah,
like,
true.
They're humans too. We need to stop thinking that they're these fucking creatures that just talk about, you know, I don't know, gross stuff.
Mm.
But they actually, like, have feelings too.
Mm. Right? I think we forget sometimes.
Yeah, like, they actually talk about, oh, so you're going to go take Sally out then? Yeah, oh my God. Oh, she seems like a really nice girl. Like, they do have genuine chats.
I just can't imagine that.
But they do.
They do.
I think we need to give them more credit.
Mm.
They literally do.
So, welcome back, guys. We hope you had a good week. It's Wednesday again, bitches.
And it's officially the single files. And we are semi back out into the Wild West. Out into the world. Knocking people down left, right, and centre. We are out and about. We have been out for dinner.
It's disgusting.
Most nights.
I'm not here to promote that.
For 3 weeks. This is our third week here. We've had maybe 3 nights in. Even then,
I'm embarrassed to share.
Even then, it's food that has been pre-cooked elsewhere.
We've not actually cooked a meal for ourselves
on our sofa watching Friends.
But from now on, we're reining it in. We're reining it in.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
We're going back to. We've gone a little bit. You know, let's go for it.
Yeah, we've gone a bit crazy,
and now we're reining it in. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to be conservative. We're going to cook. We're going to be at home.
Also, we need to take it back to the weekends are where the fun's
right.
at. The weeks is where we get shit done. Right? So
right.
In the week, we're eating at home, we're working. At the weekends, we're letting our hair down, literally. I'm putting in my clip-in extensions, we're getting fucked, we're blacking out.
No, I don't promote that. At the weekend.
Right, so it's single files, isn't it?
Single files, bitches.
So,
what have we been doing?
Well, we've been having just a good time in the city.
City girls.
With the boys and the girls, meeting our friends, going on dates.
We've just been loving life, to
be honest. I think it's like, if we went back and listened to episodes where it was like November, we were like, wow, it's lockdown.
It was dragging.
And we were, you know, we were pushing the optimism. Mm. It was all about the optimism, wasn't it? Just like thinking, God, it's going to get better. And it does get better. And we're here. We've made it, everyone.
We're living it.
It's actually
we've all made it, guys. I'm really proud of all of us.
Me too. Like, we're on the other end. We can now meet up with our friends, have a drink, have a laugh.
Go out with the girls.
Get ready with purpose. You know, put on makeup and we're actually going out. Like, people are actually going to be around.
Booking, have a destination.
Right.
I don't care if I'm cold. I don't give a shit. I do not give a shit.
Last night I was sat, well, we were both sat with our hoods up.
And I loved every second.
It was incredible.
No complaints from our heart.
Even though the breeze was going right down into the hoodie. You know, when it just like goes into your skin. Sorry.
Through the bones.
I'm going to burp.
She's just waffed down a tuna cardo sandwich.
I am so full.
If anyone has a Joe and the Juice nearby, I really recommend the tuna cardo sandwich. It's really good.
We tried the spicy tuna and I think we underestimated how much spice.
Well, it was jalapenos, was full size.
It was,
you know, just plonked
literally,
on the sandwich,
it was a tuna cardo. They just squirted loads of hot sauce on it and about 10 fucking slices of jalapenos.
It was spicy.
Sophia couldn't finish it. But the other day she was like, I couldn't finish it
because that guy was watching me eat it.
The Joe and the Juice guy. Oh, the Joe and the Juice guy.
Okay, maybe we should start with this story.
Right. We'll start with this story, okay? Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay. So, for those of you who've been listening to the Single Files for a while, I feel like in the early Single Files, we spoke about this guy from Joe and the Juice.
Now, when was October?
I think this could be October, November.
September,
so I'm going to give a super quick recap for anyone that doesn't know. So basically, me and Cinzia, in October or November, we're in London.
I think it was late October.
Right,
because
okay.
November was when restrictions came
So was
in.
It after Halloween? Oh, we don't know. Anyway, so we
No, it was before Halloween.
What was Halloween? What did we do for Halloween?
We just dressed up as Delmer and Daffy. We had nothing to do because we couldn't.
So was it early? It was in November then?
No, October.
Okay, so basically, we were at Joe and the Juice. You know, it was pretty quiet. You know, me and Chintz were just in there, blah, blah, blah.
Because we frequent it. It's kind of disgusting.
We could go kind of regularly when we come to London. And then it was just us two that were in the place. And then these two guys walked in. And we both kind of thought, oh, they're quite attractive guys. You know, we just noticed them. We just thought, oh.
They just look nice.
Yeah.
They just look nice.
They were well-dressed. We were like, oh, these guys look handsome. Didn't think anything of it. We went to sit down. And then basically we ate our sandwiches, whatever. And then when we stood up to leave, they kind of like approached us, didn't they?
I think what it was is we were about to leave and they had just got their like smoothies or something. And they were like summon, I don't know.
They basically approached us and like kind of like were taking our table. So then I said to her, I was like, we're going, like you can have our table.
Yeah.
And then from there we kind of got into a bit of conversation. And it was like, it was very, I remember at the time being like, whoa, this is kind of strange. Like it's broad daylight. you're asking for my number. This is kind of like...
Well, it was... Well, think, like, we hadn't have had any interaction
right.
with humans, let alone males, because it was fresh out of lockdown. Well, really.
Right.
Was...
And I just remember thinking, like, oh, my God, this is so refreshing. Mm. Like, we've met someone in real life, yeah. not on this dating
right.
app. Like, I've never had... That was the first time I've really had someone come up to me and genuinely, right. like, ask me for my number.
Right.
In broad day, like, we're not drunk, you know, we're not outside a nightclub.
It's a cafe
like,
vibe.
Right. And I remember right. thinking, like, wow, this is really refreshing. So anyway, we exchanged numbers and we were, like, we were planning on going out. It was actually going to be a double date the following weekend.
Yes.
But then lockdown happened again, so then we couldn't go, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, this is back in October. So getting to the point of the story, I haven't...
Getting to it.
I really haven't kept in touch with this guy.
No.
Very has briefly.
Made, hasn't he made attempts to reach out?
I think we FaceTimed. I think we FaceTimed once.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, great.
The thing is about it, like, we were in lockdown. You weren't meant to speak to him every
right.
day. It's kind of nice.
I didn't want to.
No, of course. What are we going to do? Get into this weird right. communication every day, yet we're not seeing each other. Like, it's kind of nice that it was kind of here and there, every couple of months checking in. And now right. it's like...
So we maybe caught up very briefly. I'm talking super brief.
Right.
And I don't think we'd even spoke this year, to be honest.
Oh, shit. Of course not.
And then lo and behold,
lo and
we
behold.
Go to Joe and the Juice. Like, literally, as we do. About
most
week,
days.
About a week and a half
five
ago.
5 days a week.
Stood outside Joe and the Juice. Guess who rolls up?
There he was.
The same boy with his whole group of guys.
Sophia's
and I was like, oh
nice
my
shining
God.
Armor.
And then he came over to me and I was like, my original thought was, oh shit, I think I've left you on red. That was my initial
right.
thought.
But also, but, who cares?
Who cares? And he was like, he was, and I was like, oh, I was blown away. I was like, oh my God.
He was looking good.
He's back. He was looking so
Listen,
sexy. Let me tell you.
I think he had a lockdown glow up. I think he was working on himself.
When I saw him, I thought, Sophia, you've been sleeping on the Joe and the Juice
I
boy.
Think
I thought, you silly girl. What
have
you
been
playing
on
at?
Himself, absolutely.
He looked fantastic. Yeah. I couldn't help myself. I was like, you look really
he
good.
He had like a nice little zip up on.
Cool
set
chain.
The scene. He had a little cool chain, nice little zip. He had some jeans on. He had some boots on.
I think they could have even been joggers. Yeah.
Oh, were they? He had a boot.
Was it a boot? It's a bit, I want looking
it was,
at the feet.
It was a boot.
Right.
But it was nice. I'd never seen it. I thought unique.
Yeah.
Very independent, unique style.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
And we had just a very brief. He's like, you're right, babe.
Well,
like,
he was
wow.
being so nice. We caught up, kissed on the cheek, was
yeah.
it? Little catch up.
Yeah.
Cute.
Really cute. And I was like, oh my God, he's back. What are the chances? And then he messaged me like right after. And then he was like, oh, like we should hang out. And I was like, for sure. Like, I'm free on this date. Let's
right.
do something.
Right. And the
and
date's in the calendar.
Date's in the calendar.
Friday.
I haven't caught up with him since, but I'm not into that.
But it's fine. Like, I think it's better that you've seen each other briefly a couple times. Look, he clearly fancies you. You clearly fancy him. Like,
I said, Chintzy, I said, is it me or has he got more attractive?
I think, honestly.
And she
to God,
was like, honestly, Sophia, I think he said a lot.
Because I don't remember being blown away before, but I think he's been working on himself.
For sure.
In lockdown. Mm. Absolutely. And I appreciated that he actually approached you. Because I'm thinking...
Because I don't know
I'm
if
thinking,
I would have spotted... I don't know. It was busy.
A lot of guys would have maybe chickened out, pussied out, gone, oh, there's that girl.
True.
And maybe not said hello. He saw you. He beelined it. He came over straight away.
True.
Hi, babe. How are you? I appreciate that. Like, he's confident. He's secure in himself.
Mm.
Right? Because think, I'm thinking other boys, they'd be like, they wouldn't say anything, it'd be this weird eye contact, and then they'll fucking just text you, oh, was that
right.
you? Yeah, it fucking was me, you
Because
freak.
The thing is, we could have easily not seen each other.
Of course.
Because I wasn't...
Well, he could have easily...
It was busy, it was packed.
He could have easily have, like, just not come over.
Yeah,
like,
right.
he could have, and
right.
we'd have been like, oh,
and
that's that guy.
I don't even think I know he was
right.
there.
Exactly, but if we'd have seen him, it could have been like, oh, there's like, oh, he's
right.
not said hello, like,
yeah.
whatever.
Mm.
Like, I really appreciate that. Why don't you actually think about that? Because I know a lot of guys wouldn't. They'd be too scared or whatever, or just
like
have the balls. Or they'd be like, oh, yeah. Fucking idiot.
I had this guy in this bar. Oh, I don't want to tell
gonna,
the story.
No,
I don't want to give him the time of day.
No, he doesn't even need to, but it's just like, don't lie to me. And also, like, if you see me, just come and say hello. And like, let's see. It's so simple.
Mm.
It's so simple. Right?
Some boys are really childish.
Right, I think that's what we've learned. We've grown to learn.
And I feel like Joe and the Juice guy is not childish. So I'm excited to keep you guys updated on the Joe and the Juice man. I'm ready for a good date.
Yeah, Sophia's not been having good dates. It's good though. Sophia has been she's dated like guys that she wouldn't usually go on dates with.
Right.
Which I which you didn't want to do. Single you really life. Had to put yourself out into a certain scenario because you're like, oh, don't think I'm going to find him attractive. I was like, but you don't know. You need right. to. You need to try.
Chintzy's definitely been having more success in the single life department than I have for the past couple
of
weeks.
Right, but I appreciate your strength and is the word tenacity.
Tenacity.
What does tenacity mean?
Do you know what? I was kind of thinking about this the other day. I feel like I've manifested this for myself. Because when
right,
I was with,
I agree.
When I was with my ex,
I agree.
Right? When I was with my ex, he was like the only guy that he was like my basically my first boyfriend.
Right,
was with him for 4 years, and I remember being in that relationship and thinking, "Gosh, like I just want to date. All I want to do is date different people.
I know.
I don't care if they're shit dates. I don't care this or that. I just want to sit there in front of different faces and have different conversations.
And do you realize?
And that is exactly what I am doing right
exactly,
now.
Exactly. You've literally manifested that.
Right.
That you've got exactly what you asked for.
Right.
And it's good. You're and growing good. And you're learning. And I think it's so good.
So I've been on a couple dates with a couple different people and they haven't been a success.
Which, but I think they have though. Listen, you've so had
it's been
a good time.
Like,
listen,
oh.
you've had it, but listen, you've had a good time on every date. Have you not?
I've yes. had a nice time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not like she's had this. Goodness me, I need to leave, I need to leave.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, like that to me is a bad date.
Right.
I think you've had good dates, you just don't want to see them again. That's
right.
all it is.
I don't want a second
like,
date.
Like a bad date is like he was a fucking dick.
Right.
He was chatting, you know, being nasty and I don't know, was
I'm
being
definitely
weird.
Trying to date out of my, I feel like we all have our comfort zones
right.
when it comes to who we date.
Yeah,
we all have like, oh, I typically go for this. Like I typically go for this.
Naturally gravitates towards, you know,
Their type almost.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Guys and girls or whatever.
So I'm really trying to put myself out there and date different
and
people that
you.
I wouldn't usually, because I really want to get away from my type. I don't like my type.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Although, yeah.
I don't like no. them. And I really want to get out of yeah. the bubble
but
that I'm trapped in.
But you've got a sweet spot for your type.
I hate them.
She's got a soft spot.
But I wish I didn't.
For a typical lad
no.
that she goes for. But we shall see. I think Joe and the Juice could be a really beautiful love story. I do.
I hope so.
I do.
I hope I have a nice time. Because you know what it is, right, about dating?
Right, listen, yeah.
And I don't want any of you guys to feel discouraged because sometimes, like me, for example, you're getting dressed up, you're going on these dates,
right.
and you want to have a nice time.
Which
like,
you have been.
You want to feel like chemistry and this and that. And then when you get
right.
there and you're kind of sat there and you're thinking, oh, this is such a shame. Like, I really want to, you know, feel like the sparks
right.
with you. Like, you're
take
a nice
further,
guy.
Right.
And sometimes you kind of leave feeling a bit like, oh my God, like, right, okay,
well,
like
you don't
never mind.
See them again.
Like, yeah. yeah, it can be a bit like deflating sometimes, but I think it's part of it. And I think we can't think like that, you know, like it's experiencing
yeah.
different people.
The thing is, like,
going on these dates that haven't succeeded. If anything, now I know I'm like, okay, well, that didn't work for that reason.
Right.
I'm not going to see him again for this reason. So it's
and
all beneficial.
Learning. It is. I agree. And last night she was like, these are all boys.
Right.
She was
they
like,
are.
These are all boys. But I think Joe and the Juice is a man.
Joe and the Juice is a man.
Like, I'm not joking. Like,
he's a
he
man.
Is like a mature, like, man.
Mm.
He is, though.
He is.
Even though the other guys were men, like,
no,
whatever.
No, they were boys. They're boys.
Right.
They're not men.
Technically, they were men. Listen.
No, they're guys.
They're guys. Right, whatever. But Joe and the Juice Guys is a man. Anyway, we'll update you later on that.
Whew, can't wait. Okay, so Chintzy's turn.
Right.
Fill us in, bitch.
Right, so...
She's had successful times.
I've been having a really nice time dating, whatever. I want to date on Friday. And we're kind of comfortable with each other at this point. So we went for dinner. Like, I feel comfortable eating in front of him, whatever. Dinner
You're
and
in a
drinks.
Successful scenario.
I'm in a successful scenario right now. I'm enjoying myself. Dinner, drink. I had tuna steak. Yeah, it was really delish.
She got pretty fucked
We had
up.
A nice time. I wasn't too cold. Then I was like, fuck it. Like, we're going to get drunk. And we were like, let's just get drunk.
Do you know what? I feel like you've been waiting a while to get drunk with this guy.
I have. Yeah. Absolutely. And then we were like, let's just fucking get drunk, whatever. Like, we hadn't drank with each other properly. Like, we've been on a few dates before and stuff.
We've been pretty, like, wholesome.
Well, do you remember before it was like
walks.
10 p.m. curfew also, right? Walks, whatever. I just got fucked out of my face. Like, you wouldn't even believe. I don't even remember it. I don't remember the last portion of the night.
Yikes.
But I had a great time.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot. I remember it got a bit deep. We talked about a lot. Well, you know when you get drunk and it's just like...
Things come out.
We had a really nice... I was fucking throwing up. I was sick. Projectile vomit. The next day I was like, wow, what was that? Hey?
That's a messy
night. You need to get... I need to not get that... I mean... Goodness me, if that was a first date, Lord God, God behold.
Oh, that's not for a first date. You know this guy.
Yeah, I would have controlled myself.
This guy, yeah.
I would have controlled myself completely.
For sure.
God forbid that was your first date, projectile vomit.
Oh my God.
I vomit down my little white vest I had on.
Oh my God.
Good job it wasn't on my bag and stuff. Remember when I was sick? But I'm not a sicker. When I was spiked that one time, sick all down my brand new bag, that was a nightmare.
That was a bad time.
I thought, oh my God, that was a bad time. Sick all down my crew. It just doesn't happen to me. I just don't be sick. Like, but...
It's a rare thing if we vomit when drunk.
It's rare.
It's like, fucking hell, what happened last night? I was sick.
But
you know?
Issue was, I think what it was is I was so excited. I got there, I was like, I'm going to have a... So I had a watermelon mojito, really delicious. You did like
that,
Sophia.
I bet you waffed it down
as well. It was like watermelon juice. Mm. I was like... Glugging. I think maybe I had a couple of those. Mm. And then I had a bit of rosé champagne, which we like. Mm. Had a couple, two glasses of that, okay? Wow. Then we got to the next place, tequila shots straight away.
Mm. That's
and
a whole
I had
mix going on
another
here.
Glass of rosé champagne, right? And think, we've not drank properly in over 6 months, okay? Mm-hmm. So that my tolerance is on the floor, right? Tolerance is right down. And then it was... I couldn't stomach another tequila. It was limoncello shots.
Oh, wow.
And then at that point, it goes hazy. And then I apparently I was just having limoncello shot. That's when I clocked out. That's when I was sick. So,
yikes.
So I sicked up all my lovely meal.
Oh, my God. Imagine being sick on a
chunky
first
sip,
date. That's the worst nightmare.
Yeah. But, you
don't
know,
get too drunk on first dates.
But listen, I feel like it was a good test. He took care of me.
For sure.
He didn't leave me out on the streets throwing
For sure.
up.
Absolutely not. You know this guy. You know this guy very well. Yeah. It's not like it's a, oh my God, I don't know her. Who is she? Like
who is this weird girl throwing up? Imagine.
No. Like,
anyway,
you're
we handled.
Comfortable.
I think I handled myself semi-okay.
Absolutely. I mean, when you came back, I didn't think you were that drunk. I thought you were drunk. I didn't think you were
Right.
fucked.
Neither did I.
Right.
I think it hit me more towards the night. Yeah. Mm. You know what I mean?
When you were going to sleep kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's when, because think if you do quite a few drinks or shots, yeah, right before the end of the night, they don't hit you.
Till later.
And I feel like then I had a second wave of drunkness.
Yikes.
You know? But I met some really nice girls. Like there was these two girls who were sat next to us. Mm. And when he went to the toilet... We were like talking. Oh. They were like, you guys look really cute together. And I was like, wow, thank you so much.
That's a lovely thing to
they
hear.
Were really sweet. And then we were talking. And then when he was coming back, they were like, he's coming. Oh. And we were it was really funny. And then I followed them on Instagram. They're really nice.
Oh, I love that.
No, I had a really good time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. So yeah, we've been enjoying single life, guys.
Honest to God, I think... I feel like Sophia, are you the happiest you've ever been right in this moment right now? Like, are you super content and happy with all elements of your life right now? Why are you umming? What's going on? When were you happiest?
No, I feel like I am. Single life has its ups and downs.
Yeah, but it's about being secure in yourself.
Right.
It's not about, oh, that was a bad date. I'm really unhappy and deflated. Because it's like, if you're going to meet someone, you're going to meet someone. It's going to be natural. And then, you know, that could progress, whatever.
Right.
But it's not about, oh, I'm looking for my husband, like this desperation
I'm just
happy
thing. To be alive, to be honest.
Right.
I'm happy to be alive and be able to go to a restaurant at right. this point.
Oh my God, it's just...
It's just a nice time. Just the small things are making me smile right now, you know?
Right. We're getting ourselves booked up for May 17th.
Bank holiday.
Guys, let us know where we need to frequent. London, May 17th.
What's everyone's bank
holiday
plans?
We're not going to any outdoor bars. No rooftop bars for me now. We're going all inside.
And mind you, I feel like when you hear this bank holiday will have been... Oh no, the end, there's another bank holiday at the end of May, isn't there?
Yes, there's two.
Our indoor bank holiday bars plans... only, guys. Catch me inside our the bank... club.
Right.
At all times.
Listen, I want to go out in a fucking little dress.
I want to go out in a corset top and no jacket. No hoodie.
Oh my God.
No extra layers.
No.
I'm going one layer max.
We're going somewhere really sexy May 17th evening. What are you going to wear? I'm getting tits out. Yeah, I'm thinking corset. Yeah, I'm thinking corset. Or equally, a little mini dress.
Right.
And a big denim jacket. We've got these big denim jackets these days.
Right.
Which we're quite enjoying.
Mm. Everyone needs a denim jacket. It's a classic.
Honestly, we've realised that the denim jacket is now the staple piece. The denim jacket is the summer jacket. I don't know why
we always come back to a denim jacket.
Right. We were trying to find bombers. Yeah, I've got my really nice bombers, but... Denim jacket, an oversized denim. Get yourself a vintage oversized denim jacket. Go to your vintage shop. Go to a charity shop.
Right.
I remember. I have one of my most distinct memories from when we were teenagers is going
Me
into
too.
Cow. Right.
Me too.
In year 8,
Me
would you say?
Me too. And I found that denim jacket that I wore for the rest of my
life. Sophia found this denim jacket. It was maybe it was 50 quid at the time.
It was 40 quid. And I had to ring my mum and ask her if I could make the purchase with the money.
Jesus Christ.
That was like all my Christmas money I spent on that.
Right. And then...
I thought about that for a long time.
She tried it on and we were like, do it.
I was like, what do I wear with it?
I was like, you are investing in this jacket right now.
This is an investment.
I was like, you invest, you're going to wear this
and
all the time.
And I wore it all of the time. Denim jackets, guys, are the best summer jacket.
They're never going to go out of style.
Ever, ever, ever. They look so good just over the shoulders with just a mini dress on underneath. You know, you just need something just to cover your shoulders a little
bit. They're a great date jacket, for sure.
Great
if you're not
jacket.
Into, like, the leather jackets, which we're not really, are we?
So what have we been wearing on our dates? Because it's been kind of cold.
Oh, yeah, what did you wear? Right. Let's talk about your outfit.
So, okay, so I had a shopping date, which was kind of nice, kind of chill.
Oh, Sophia looked nice for the shopping date.
So I had, like, some cream joggers on. I had a little white vest on, like a big cream jacket.
Nice.
Did I? Was that what I wore?
Yeah, you had your blue bag. Yeah, she had a bright blue bag.
Blue trainers? And maybe just, was it Air Force or was it?
Yeah, maybe it was Air Force, or maybe it was your blue trainers.
Something comfy, something casual.
Really like that look. Hair down, was it? It was a hair down
hair
moment.
Hair down, yeah. I've been going hair down on the dates.
Absolutely.
And then on the other date, what did I wear on the other one? Oh, I was in jeans, denim jacket. Black kind of crop underneath, trainers. I've not actually been out in like heels yet on a date. But
I feel like
Joe and the Juice guy is a heels.
Oh, Sophia's wearing heels on Friday, absolutely.
Mm. Leather trousers.
I think you need to do leather trousers, black little crop, your big black denim jacket, keeping it simple.
Thing about Friday
colourful
is,
bags, colourful heels.
I want to look good.
You will.
Because the other dates I've been on, I've been like, oh, I haven't had that high hopes.
Well, I think...
So I've not really cared that much.
Well, you care about this one.
Mm.
I care for you. We need to make sure we've got at least
about?
Two... Sophia, it's not even about that. It's not about what we're going to... I think it's better that you've not spoken properly. You know, you've caught up, you've seen him a few times in person.
It's an ideal situation, to be honest.
You've not sat there and been like, so...
Because the thing is, do you know what's good about these people?
I think it's
people?
So much better.
I've not invested any time in them.
Exactly.
So if I go on these dates and I'm not feeling it, I'm like, well, no worries. I've spent my evening with you. That's about it. I've not wasted like 6 months talking to you and getting to know you.
And that's the good thing. Joe and the Juice guy, you've seen him so casually. It's almost like it's a fucking love story. I don't want to jinx anything. Touch wood.
Meant to be? Is it written in the stars?
I think it potentially might be. I don't know.
Stop it.
But no, I'm really excited for you. You're going to have so much to talk about. It's not even a question of that.
I want
to
hear
and
about your
And you're
going to
feel
dates.
So... I think you'll be more comfortable because I feel like he'll take more of a control kind of aspect
of the night.
I think, yeah, because he's planned it all. Right. It's not, for you, it's not a question of like the other ones, it was like, where are we going? What are we doing? It was like, they couldn't make a decision. Right. These guys, they couldn't make a plan. And it was like, what the fuck are you doing?
What is going on? Why can no boys make a plan? Right. It's not hard. They it's annoying me.
Like, it was unattractive when they were like, oh, so what do you want to do? No. Like, I don't care. I want you to just book something and plan something and take me out. Like, that's what it, and this is what Joe and the Juice Cup is doing. Mm. So we're really here for it.
We respect that.
We really respect that. Just keep on moving through the beat. I'm going to go on a date with my other guy on Friday while Sophia's out, but it's my turn to plan. I think that's kind of nice. Because he planned the Friday, so I'm planning. He planned that one, he booked all that, so I'm booking this. I don't know. I'm trying to get reservations, isn't it?
Right. It's stressful out here.
I'm trying to get a dinner and a drink.
But you know what? I feel like even if you guys are single right now, you've not been on one date, I don't think it really matters. Like, because I think...
It doesn't at all. And the thing is, like, if you don't want to go on a date, like, only go when you're feeling it. Like, don't force yourself, because then you're just going to feel like even more deflated if you don't have a good time.
A lot of the time, I feel like you'd have more fun with your mates anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, and it's not all about that. Like,
it's not about that.
Single life is just about doing exactly what you want to do. It's like, right, you've got no ties. Mm-hmm. You've got no
commitments.
So
if you want to go on dates, you go on dates.
Exactly.
If you want to see your friends, you see your friends.
If you want to take a break from dating, like say you had a stint of maybe a few, not that many good dates or whatever, take a fucking break. Who gives a fuck? Have a hiatus. Like, let's go celibate, you know?
Absolutely. You know, do what you want to do, guys.
Exactly. And I think that's what we've really been enjoying.
Mm.
Just like spending time with each other. We're doing exactly what we want to do. We're in a fun city. Mm. And it's just like, we're just taking
we're
it day
in control.
By day. That's exactly it.
We're in control of our own lives.
It's almost like when we're in those relationships, it was like, oh my God, it was all kind of overwhelming. It's like, well, now we're in this invested thing with like these guys who we're not even, we're like, oh, are you even my husband?
Mm.
And then it's like, but you're trapped because there's feelings involved. But it's like, gosh, there's that weird circle of like, what are we doing here? I don't feel completely happy.
Is this it?
Is this it now for life? Like, because we're both invested here. Like, so is this it now? That's what we were in. It was like this constant, like, wasn't it? But now it's just like young, free and wild, right?
Do you know what I think I'm
enjoying?
Seeing
who we want to see when we want to see.
Do you know what I think I'm enjoying? Yeah. Not having anyone else's emotions to consider.
Right.
I've got no guilt. I care about you. No, I fucking don't.
Listen, it's like the other night when you wanted to cancel on that date.
Yeah.
I said, Sophia, if you don't want to fucking go, you don't go. You don't know this guy. Mm. People cancel on dates all the time. Don't only go because you feel bad.
Mm.
And she was like, I feel so bad. No. You need to remember that next time.
But then it was
But you were glad you went, right?
Yeah.
In the end.
Well, in the end, I thought I was very close to bailing, but I thought, well, what else am I going to do if I don't go?
Right. Like you were ready. She was ready
else
at this
is
point.
Busy tonight. Like, Chintzy's going on her date. What am I going to do? Sit here by myself? I may as well go. Like, a guy wants to see me and I'm curious about him. I may as well.
Right.
I feel like sometimes...
And you satisfied the curiosity. She got a fucking answer pretty quickly. And then she's moving on from it.
But I felt bad because he paid for the date and I knew I didn't want to see him again.
Well, he was the one who asked you out, Sophia. Right? Was he not? He planned that. He booked that place. Right? Don't feel bad. No guilt.
We got to move on.
Moving on. Like he's... You know, we've all got to kiss a few frogs. You know?
Baby. Oh my God, guys, we've got to do the question of the week.
We're fucking idiots. Like,
question
you'd think, like,
of the week.
Okay, so now we've got... it's been up for 40 minutes now. So, can a person really change? So we just said yes or no, right? 75% of you said yes. 25% of you said never. I think...
Interesting.
Now, I hate to be that gal. Goodness me, I'm sorry that Joe and the Juice is coming all back up. I think it depends, like what change are you talking about? Like, are you talking about someone, you know, a cheater? You're talking about that?
I think a cheater can change.
Yeah, you do?
1,000%.
It's like who we were talking about this morning, Millie McIntosh and Hugo.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
It almost took him, you know, years and years. Mm. Basically,
I think a cheater can change.
Yeah.
I think
people do. I'm thinking back to 5 years ago when we were 18.
Mm.
Oh my God, we've changed.
Mm.
People change. is good. I think you've got to realize that changing as a person and evolving and growing and not staying in the same,
it's a good
you know,
thing.
Box the whole of your life is a good thing.
Mm. When people say you've changed, thank you.
Thank you.
I should hope so.
Yeah, because it would be a good change.
Mm.
If you've changed for bad, whatever, mm. that's probably not the greatest thing.
No. But they want that.
You've changed in a really bad way. But change is good. Like, you're not meant to stay the same
mm.
at all. But I'm talking in terms of relationships.
The
like, say
is,
you broke I up think... with someone, Sophia, because of X, Y, and Z. Yeah. Then they came back like maybe a year later. I've changed. It's different now. My whole outlook is different. I love you. I want to give this a go. What are you doing?
Then I feel like people can change, but I feel like change comes with time. And I feel like, so you know, if I was in a relationship with a guy, for example, and he cheated on me, right?
Yeah.
And then he said, oh my God, I'm never going to do it again. I swear I've changed, blah, blah, blah. And there was no break, you know, no significant
right.
break. We just got right back into it. I'd be like, well, no, you've not yeah. changed. I think in order to change as a person, that takes, I'm talking
years. It takes
years. Multiple
yeah, you
to
don't just
truly
change.
You don't change overnight.
No.
Change is takes
true
years.
Change.
Right.
And it does happen. Like this girl's just said, look, I have. How can I expect other people to always stay the same and do the same things?
Right.
If I want people to believe that I'm different.
Mm.
So it's like you can't say to someone, no, you're never gonna change. Well, I've evolved myself.
Right.
You know, you've got to think about that.
Mm. Okay, so to finish off, I feel like we did the question of the week right at the end of the episode, but
so
to finish off, one of you sent us in a message saying he follows a lot of girls. So,
right.
okay, so she's talking to this guy.
Right.
And she's saying, obviously, I gave his profile a thorough
obviously,
stalking,
listen. Yeah.
And notice there's a lot of girls on his followers, following
right.
list, like a lot.
Right.
Do we think it's a telltale sign of a fuckboy? Should I avoid or not think too much about it and see what happens,
you
if
know,
anything?
For me, it's a red flag, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Sophia, if you're following every single female on this planet Earth, Sophia, and they're not following you back, come on. Come on, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because when we're meeting someone, we're thoroughly giving them a stalk, are we not? I'm going through who you're following.
Mm.
I'm going through who follows you. Mm. I'm also, this might be super crazy, I'm going through who's liking your pics.
Wow, she's intense.
I'm looking at your tagged pics. I'm reading all your comments.
Fucking hell.
But are you not? Are you not gauging the situation? I want to know what I'm getting into.
Mm.
So yeah, if I'm going on your list and you're fucking following all these, I don't know, maybe a wall would go up. You'd be like, ah, okay, we're just going to monitor
that. I've got
that.
An idea about you, yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of refreshing if they're not following loads of girls,
oh,
is it not?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I don't think it's like a bad, bad sign. Like, he's a single guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're single...
I feel like some guys just a bit thirsty on Instagram as well.
Right.
They just, like, some boys just love to follow every fucking girl there is.
That does just make me feel ill. Because what are we meant to do?
So I just think, like, if I was talking to a guy that was following loads
of
girls...
Oh, my God. Like... And liking the pics.
Right. I would just be like, okay, you're a bit desperate. You're looking a bit desperate out here on the gram.
Right. That's exactly
I'm not going to judge you for it. You know, you're a single guy. Do as you please.
Right.
But I'm keeping that in the back of my mind that
right.
you're a bit of a, I don't know, whoa.
Well, you're logging it. You're like, right, he's following a lot of girls.
Yeah, it's on my,
he's
I'm
clearly,
like, right, noted.
He's clearly using his Instagram as a dating app almost.
Right.
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 And you've got to just be like, right.
Mm.
So if you're
noted.
Liking my picture, it's not like it's special. If you're liking everyone else's pictures as well at the same time.
Following
well,
all
then
the
it
females.
Makes me question, like, you know, are you DMing? I don't know. You just got to, it makes you aware.
I think it's almost a good thing because I think it keeps you in check.
True.
I think if
keeps
you're talking
you
to a guy that is...
You don't fall too quickly.
Maybe not a good thing, but I think if you're casually talking to a guy that's following loads of girls...
And you're starting to like
and
him,
you're starting
yeah.
to like him,
fuck
I feel like it keeps you grounded because you think, no, I know what's going on.
I'm not the only one here.
Right. And I feel like sometimes they kind of, it works in our favor because
true.
It stops us from running away with ourselves and getting
and
too romantic. Yeah.
And thinking up all these different scenarios
right.
in our heads.
And it's like, hold up. He's following, you know, Sarah, Jessica, Lucy, and
for sure.
Naomi, all, you know, in the space of 30 minutes.
We should all just be checking the safari regularly. If you're talking to them, you're running away with yourself, but it's following Hannah.
The safari Rachel. Really safari really humbles you.
It it really takes you back down to earth. It's actually a really great tool.
I think it's a good thing to keep yourself in check. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, I think so. It just makes you... we don't want to run away with ourselves until we have the conversation, oh, you're my girlfriend, I'm your boyfriend.
Mm.
You know?
Then I'm single, bitches.
Then until then, like, let's try not to get our feelings hurt. Like...
Right.
In it?
Because it's supposed to be fun. At the end of the day,
right,
guys,
I want
us all just to have fun. Like, I don't want us to be getting heartbroken
that's
and crying
thing.
Over stupid boys and getting down this and that. I just want us to have fun. Like, especially summer's coming up.
Right, listen.
I want us to just, single or not, boyfriend or not, whatever, going on dates or not, I just want us to have fun.
Listen. The last thing I want is for guys or girls who
to be
are
giving
not,
us stress.
But yeah, who are not our significant others to be making us cry, making us question ourselves, driving us insane. You know what I mean? That is the last thing we want from 2021.
That's what we're
avoiding at all costs. Mm. We are not shedding a tear over anyone, okay? That
you
we're
don't
involved
have the control.
With in that way. We need to keep the control, okay? Jesus. I know it's hard and it's probably going to happen at some point, okay?
Cue next single files. Oh my
God. Oh my God.
No,
I found
that's
things
not, that's
out.
That's not the energy. That's
no,
not the energy.
It's not the energy we're here for.
Okay, should we finish on a single dilemma?
Yes, hit us.
So one of you has asked us, am I doing single life correctly?
Right.
I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do single life for a start, but okay.
You do single life how you want to do single life. Mm. There's no rule book.
There's no rule book.
Like, it's not like, right, so you must go on a date at least once a month. We must...
Thing is, like, you could not go on a date for a whole year and have the best single time of your life.
Well, how long...
Do you know what I mean?
How long did we stay away from men when we ended our relationships? Months and months and months. We didn't have...
We had the ball.
We didn't have any communication. Wait, I'm trying to figure this out. Maybe it was about 6 months we didn't communicate with a single male.
It was a hoot.
And it was the best time of our lives.
So she's saying, I'm 19. I've never had a boyfriend.
Okay.
Although I use Tinder, I've only ever
texted. You don't need a boyfriend when you're so young. Anyway.
For what?
Honestly, for what? I hate this pressure.
No. I've only ever texted a handful of people back as I'm quite an overthinker.
Okay.
Anytime I do speak to anyone, you know, and reply to them and blah, 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 it's only for a short while as I never really want to go anywhere.
Okay, and that's fine.
And I'm very conscious that I could essentially be wasting somebody else's time.
Okay.
I don't want to have any serious commitments. I really enjoy my own time.
Love
and I prefer to spend time with my family and friends. I mean,
fucking
same
hell,
here,
I'm here for
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sing it from the rooftop. Please.
I feel like I haven't ever really put myself out there properly. And I'm not too good at talking to guys that I like. And
right.
I don't really have the confidence to approach someone first. I want to have experience with guys without getting attached. But I also need to really trust someone before I would do anything with them.
Yes.
Therefore, I know I would end up getting attached.
Right.
I'm too paranoid.
It's inevitable, isn't it?
It's inevitable, yeah. I'm too paranoid to have a one-night stand, but I don't want to get into an entanglement where I end up getting my heart broken and having major regrets. God,
right.
We're going back and
right.
forth
back
here,
and
back
forth
and forth.
Here.
I suppose my question is, do you girls have any tips for living your best single carefree life once COVID has eased up, and how are you planning on spending summer 2021 as singletons?
Listen.
So she's, I feel like you're in an inner turmoil here.
Listen,
I feel like
but
you're too
also,
afraid to do anything at this point.
You don't have to figure anything out now.
Mm-mm.
What? How? You're not meant to go into this hot girl summer, yeah? With like this plan, like, I'm going to sleep with a man. I'm going to sleep with three men. Just so
and
I can
I'm only
going to
message him back three
right,
times that I
so
don't
that
get
I
attached.
Attached. Like, I'm going to make sure I don't go on multiple dates with the same guy in order to... No.
You can't plan this shit.
You might meet someone called Ben. Mm. You might be like, Jesus Christ, you're incredible.
Ben is blowing me away.
And you might get attached to Ben, but like, it's fine because
it's fine.
We can trust Ben and we need to do these things. Like, I've got attached to, you know, loads of guys and they might break your heart, whatever, and then you move on, you grow. Like, you can't protect yourself from these things. As much as we say, like, we need to not be crying over boys, these things happen and like, it's all growth and like, you've just got to live your life. Whatever feels good to you in the moment... You got to go for it. Don't be like, oh no, but if I keep seeing this guy, then, oh, in a couple months' time, he could sack me off or I don't know, or I'm going to get hurt or... You can't live your life like that, can you?
No.
In like fear of like... Whatever. You can't.
It's like you can't enjoy something because
right.
you're already worrying about how it's going
to exactly.
end.
Exactly. And you can't plan these things.
Mm.
So I think what I'd say to you is just like, Let's just live our lives. We're planning things with our friends. You're loving spending time with your family. I hear what you're saying about you feel like there's this pressure to like get experience. Who gives a fuck?
No.
No, we're not thinking about that. Boys are at the bottom of our list, okay? Mm-hmm. And at the
They're
top of our list.
Last on the checklist.
Last on the checklist. At the top of our list is having a great summer with our family and friends, doing what we want to do, doing our passions, hobbies, you know, everything we want to do. Boys are at the bottom and they will come and go. Boys come and go.
They'll come in and out of our lives.
They come in and out. And we're a true testament to that. Sophia has been around since fucking, we were 7 years old. Boys have come and gone in and out, in and out, in and out. In and out.
In and out again.
Until I've got a wedding ring on, I'm not thinking you're staying.
Right.
And that's for that. And that is, you know, it. I'm not thinking this is forever. Because we can't. Boys literally come and go. And look, I'd love to think, oh, yeah, you know, you're the one. You just don't know.
You just don't know.
Like,
don't try and sabotage yourself by thinking, oh, like, I'm too scared to, you know, go on several dates. What if I get attached? What if I get attached? Thing is, like,
it is just, scary, but
it's one of those things where you have to just go with the flow. And, like, we're going on dates. I don't know if I'm going to see them again, this and that, this and
going
that. It's
with
like,
the flow.
Just go and do it and see, just see what happens.
Just
because
take
you
it
can't,
day by day.
Right, exactly. Right?
If you're thinking, oh, you know what, on Thursday, I'd love to see William.
Then go and see William.
That would be lovely. But if you're thinking, oh, I don't fancy seeing anyone this week, I just want to go out with the girl.
Right.
Fine. Take it week
there
by
we
week.
Go.
Don't think, oh, but if I go out with William on Thursday, how am I going to be feeling in a month? Am I going to feel
right.
You know what I mean?
You're talking yourself out before you've even started.
You're psyching yourself out. I think it, and overthinking is the devil.
Back to the moral of the story. We're here to have a good fucking time.
For ourselves. Just do what you want to do, truly. Don't feel bad about saying no. You know, don't feel bad.
If you don't want to go on a date, you don't go on a date.
Right.
If you want to go on a date, you go
on the
date. And that's what it is, bitches.
Literally. Moral of the story.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you for listening to another Single Files episode.
Should we end on a quote?
Let's end on a quote. Time for some self-reflection, guys.
I like this.
So we've got 8 questions here.
Okay.
Questions to call yourself out on.
Oh. Oh, here we go.
Is that really how it went or just how you want to remember it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
How are your insecurities affecting the way you're viewing the situation?
Oh, my God.
Oh, fucking hell. What parts of yourself do you see in the person you're criticizing?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Shit, that one hit.
Zing home. Are you more concerned with being right or evolving as a person?
Yeah, acknowledging where we went wrong and moving on.
What blame have you been placing on someone else that you can take some accountability for?
Oh, God, accountability's a bitch.
What hard conversation have you been avoiding with yourself?
Oh, my God.
Oh, fucking hell, guys. What is your most toxic trait that you can admit to?
Honestly, self-reflection. God. Self-reflection, ladies and gents.
And last one, is your ego getting in the way of you healing?
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Goodness me, let's just shrink these egos back down, okay?
Deary me.
I'm joking. Oh, wow, I love those questions.
I love these little things that we've been finding.
Wow, what is that? Where was that
Pinterest.
From?
I'm just in a beautiful hole
your
here on Pinterest.
Your algorithm on Pinterest really is in a
fantastic.
Really great state.
Yeah.
Mine's just like pictures of beaches right
pictures
now.
Pictures of nails, yeah.
Nails and beaches are mine.
Okay, guys, so thank you for listening. Thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
We love you so
We'll be back
much.
Next week answering your dilemmas, so feel free to send your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Please do, and you can follow us on Instagram at The Girls Bathroom. It's beautiful over there.
And we will see you next Wednesday.
Love you.
Enjoy Bank Home.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.